You guys obviously planned this before his passing. So give me the story of why you chose the song, because I know you've been doing it for some time.
Yeah, well, we've been doing it for a few years, actually, and we're all fans, and this was one song that we talked about covering for a while. I think maybe it was Heather who first suggested it, and we thought, it would work well for us, for our instrumentation, it just lends itself well to harmonies. It's kind of made for that. So I remember jamming it in a hotel room a few years ago, and it came together really naturally. And then we started performing it, and people just loved it. And I think it's just that kind of song. Like, it really touches people. As with many of his songs, it's just easy to relate to somehow. It kind of speaks to everybody. And so people have been asking for years for us to record it. And so when this covers album idea came about, that was kind of the impetus. But it was kind of the first cover that we thought, oh yeah, we should do that one for sure.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. It's a rare, among Tom Petty's catalog, it's a rare folk song. I mean, the Carter family could have discovered it. You could put Otto Hart behind it. What are your thoughts on how folky the song is?
I think that's partly why it's so easy to connect to, is that it is just, it's simple and just like a folk song. Theme-wise, it's universal, and it's not very complicated. But I mean, a lot of Petty stuff isn't very complicated. I think that's why so many people love it. It's mostly straight ahead. Kind of speaks to everybody. Has a real kind of down home feeling. I don't know enough about how, you know, what he thought about folk music and if he felt like his songs were folk songs, but a lot of them actually do have that kind of feeling and structure and simplicity and universal themes. So, yeah.
Have you noticed other people doing that song or Petty covers here in this past month, especially Wildflowers?
I have. Not especially Wildflowers, but it makes sense because when you think about the lyrics and they're a little snippets that just sort of fit with kind of sending him off, you know, sail away, you belong among the wildflowers. I can see how people who love Tom Petty would want to sing that for him, you know.
Yeah, it's a funeral. It can be a funeral song or a lost love song.
Yeah, exactly. Again, folk music right there.
Mm-hmm. And then it also struck me that of all the rock and rollers, I mean, he's a rock and roll artist, and there's just no getting around it. But he seems to reach, I just cannot meet anybody that's not just likes him, but has been influenced by him, whether they play electric guitar, whether they play the fiddle and banjo, whether they're bluegrassers. If you're of a certain, after a certain age, Petty has been colossal. What are your thoughts on that? You, your bandmates, your peers, and why he's going to be like this sort of iconic guy?
I would agree with that. And just from my own experience, I didn't even grow up with rock music, or popular music. I was kind of brought up on classical music, and I even listened to Tom Petty. I can remember vividly as a teenager driving to the beach and blaring Tom Petty. You know, he's his songs have that way. I don't even know how to describe what it is, but they feel like they're part of your life. You know, they feel like, maybe it's just how catchy they are, but they, when I hear a Tom Petty song, I can very specifically remember phases and moments in my life where I may have first heard that song or where I was listening to that song a lot. And that's a real gift, I think. I think it's the songs themselves and also the production, like they have real identifiable elements that connect to a past moment, I think.